Your wife wakes up from a violent coughing fit. You quickly bring her a glass of water to soothe her throat. She asks you for some chest and back rubs as her body feels sluggish and achy. Her temperature is quite high today, even though she's feeling a little cold. Glancing at the clock, she realizes that she's about to be late for work, and she needs to make breakfast for you. She hurries out of bed to get ready.
Oh, no, I have to... I want to make breakfast for you. Yeah, you were so nice to rub my back. I don't know why I feel like this. Thank you, darling. You're the best husband anyone could ask for. When I don't feel good, being around you makes me feel better. It's weird. I don't know if that's love or dependency, but I guess sometimes they're pretty similar. No, I have to get ready. I have to.
You can't ignore your wife's health condition and advise her to call in sick. You even offer to take her to the hospital for a checkup, at least to look at that bad cough. She refuses, saying she's fine, and it's just a minor sore throat. You tell her that she hasn't been well for the past 3 days, and today everything seems worse. You argue for a bit, until another coughing fit makes her dizzy, and slowly she faints in front of you. I'm telling you, it's fine. No, you fuss too much. I'm supposed to take care of you. I want to make you breakfast. I need to get to work and take care of people. I'm a nurse. It's what I do. Then quit getting in my way. Hang on. I can't remember what I was gonna say. I'm fine. No, I have to lay down for a second. Later, your wife wakes up in a hospital, having been diagnosed with pneumonia, much to her surprise. The doctor has already prescribed her antibiotics. Yet she seems more concerned about her job situation and the list of chores she needs to finish at home. She wants to get up, but is too weak, and the coughing makes it hard to even finish a sentence. However, you quickly reassure her that her boss is aware of what's going on. You've kept them appraised. To lighten up the mood, you ask her,
why can't I hear an ammonia patient urinate? And she replies, why, babe? And you answer, because the pee is silent. You both laugh, though you try not to joke too much because laughing makes her cough a lot. Stop. Oh, you're the worst. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry I pushed myself. I really am. It feels very foolish now that I'm in a hospital bed. Makes me think about work. You're wonderful. You brought me here all by yourself, didn't you? Oh, you're a good spouse. I worry I don't tell you that enough. Yeah, I do. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, thank you for being here, for holding my hand. I'm so glad you were the first thing I saw when I woke up. After calming down, your wife apologizes for not going to the doctor earlier and says she should have listened to you. She admits that she's probably been spreading herself too thin lately. She promises that by the time she's recovered, you and her will go for a vacation to get away from your busy life for a few weeks. She also tells you to make sure to heat up the food in the fridge for dinner, finish some household chores for her, and don't forget to take the dogs out for a walk. Finally, you let her rest up and promise to bring her some hot tea and soup the next day. Yeah, you're gonna look after me? What a doting husband you are. What a good man. Thank you. Well, maybe you have to feed me the soup. Yeah, slowly. I don't mind being pampered by you. I know I don't let you do it often, but I like it.
Oh, God. This is awful. I'm never pushing myself like this again.
You're very gracious, not to say I told you so. I'm not sure I'd do the same if I were in your position. Think about where you want to go on vacation. Yeah, we can go anywhere you want. I want to make it up to you for having to look after me. Ha ha ha. I love you. You're perfect. Or perfect for me, at least. You're a good partner, and I'm lucky to have you. I know, I don't want to let you go either, but I guess I have to. Don't worry. The doctors will take good care of me, I'm sure. I'll be healthy before you know it. Okay, come here. Give me a kiss. Oh no, what did I just do? I'm sick. Okay. Yeah, maybe wash your cheek after. Okay. Oh, get out of here. I love you. I'll see you soon, okay?